It's time for Man in the Mix for another hot topic with Doran Thomas, one of the hottest podcasters that's out there now. We just started it, but we are hot out there on the web, and I'm ready for it, baby girl. We at the table. You got a hot topic. What topic? And today's topic is how you get rid of your exes. And
you send them to Texas.
You send them to Texas. There's a country song. All my exes live in Texas. Do your exes live in Texas, Adora? Do you have exes? You the one came up with this topic. How do you get rid of your exes? So obviously you have some personal. You've been going through some stuff. And the only way you be a good podcaster, you got to be honest. So right now, let's take a little time on this podcast. Everybody loves you out there on the Superman Radio Show and the Adora Johnson Straight Talk podcast.
Do you think you should be friends with your ex?
Do I think I should be friends with our ex? Yes, I do, because if children, I mean, you definitely, especially if you have children by your ex, because you never should be an enemy of your ex, cause your exes, because your children will they'll beam in on it, and it's like a negative feeling they get, vibe, and it don't make them happy, cause they love mama and daddy no matter what. I don't believe in divorces because of children. Divorces are separations from relationships when there's children involved, because those children love both parents. And for the sake of the children,
well, what if
I believe you should stay in your damn room and I stay in mine, and let's keep it hid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, kids these days are smart.
I know they're too smart.
Kids, and sometimes you staying in a relationship and you're doing more harm to the kids than you realize by staying in a dysfunctional relationship because of the kid. There are some kids that prefer the parents to be separated than to be bickering and fighting it all the time, because you instilling that on your child. So you have to weigh everything out. You can't just look at it because, yeah, I took a vow, I'm supposed to stay until death do us part. But you got your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not no black and white thing. It's a big gray area. So it all depends on the situation.
No, I think you are right. If we are talking knockdown, fighting, and cussing, I mean, that's the most worst thing a child could feel. I mean, I used to pee in the bed because the next door neighbors, this guy would beat his woman, and I knew her. She was like I'm a little boy, but she was like Auntie Vi on the
Queen Sugar.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, I loved her. You know what I'm saying? And I could hear her being beaten through the wall, and it would make me pee in the bed. And, you know, and that's the way children feel. If you got to fight like that, sometimes it's best to separate for the kids' sake. Everything should be about the kids. I mean, I'm talking about separating if you're fighting, and staying together if you are not fighting. I mean, just stay there for the. You can go get you a man, and you can go. I mean, you're a woman, and you can go get you a man.
No, I'm not going to say that. No, because, like you say, if you have a drunk come home every night and want to beat on you, and that child, especially a boy, he see his mom getting beat on all the time. He growing up, he's 5 years old, and it's constantly going until he's 6, 7, 12, 13. He's going to try that daddy. Defend his mama.
You can get your ass killed.
Right. He tired of seeing his mama being abused. And you stand in there, eventually somebody's going to get hurt. So is it best to stay in there because of the kids' sake? But look at what you're doing to the kids. They're hurting either way. They don't want to see their mom and dad going through that, especially their mom getting bruised all the time. if you're not going to show a relationship a way it's supposed to be, then I think you should separate. If you don't have to go get a divorce, just separate. Because 9 out of 10, the kid's going to respect you and admire you for getting out that abusive relationship. Because if you don't, you're teaching them the norm. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because they're going to grow up getting them a wife or husband. And if the wife is being beaten, they think it's okay. If the daddy, the son grow up beating his wife, he think that's normal because he saw his daddy doing it. And if a girl see her daddy beating her mama taking, she think that's okay. It's not okay.
Who's you think? Who are you? Not to cut you, but I want to move to the next segment. In this segment, now, who do you think is the first to ask her to let go? The woman or the man? When there's a problem in a relationship, who can say, take this relationship and shove it faster?
I can't say that. Who you think would do it first, the woman or the man?
Yeah.
It could be 50-50. It all depends on why she in there. If she's a Christian woman, she's trying to do the right thing, or she really, really loves this man, or she's in there for the kids' sakes. And a lot of people do stay in it for the children's sake. So it's kind of hard to say.
I've had experience, down through my years. I have been walking back, crying, damn. Please, baby, please take me back. You know what I'm saying? A woman, she can let your ass go so damn fast. It ain't a damn thing you can do.
A woman takes more off a man than a man take off a woman.
I'm talking about when she get to that point.
Well, you keep kicking a dog, lying her down. Yeah, he's gonna bite you.
Yeah,
so
when a woman's fed up, she's like R. Kelly. I can't stand R. Kelly, but he did make a song that made a lot of sense. When a woman's fed up, it's just impossible to change her mind.
Well, it goes back to the tradition. The norm, how that woman and how that man was raised up. Because if she was raised up in a dysfunction, she gonna think it's okay to stay there and take it. Me personally, no. If a man hit me or slapped me, I'm gone.
One time,
I'm gone.
You're gone.
I don't give him a chance because my daddy told me if a man beat on you, he doesn't love you. That's, to me, is control. And he told me that when I was 12 years old, and I remember that. Mm. And I remember my mom and dad, they fought. My dad used to beat on my mom,
How does it make you feel?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't like it because...
He was your dad.
He was my dad, and one time I saw him hit my mom. And I took a stick, and I hit him across the back with it.
You did?
I sure did. And I took off the run to my grandmother's house, and I stayed away. And I wasn't coming back until they decided that they want me to, he begged me to come back home. And I told him, no, I'm not coming back home. Mm. I just don't like to see a man beating on a woman or vice versa. That's why I teach my boys, don't hit a woman. If you get to that point, leave, walk off.
What do you think about the, I butted in just a little bit. I apologize for that, but go ahead and finish your statement, and then I'm going to go to this.
But it just all depends on the situation. This can be a very sticky, sensitive subject here, but it all depends on the woman, how she feel about herself. If she has very low self-esteem, she's going to sit there and she's going to probably take it, till she get to the point, and they got... Friends, most of the time you're going to start talking to your friends and they're going to probably tell you, you need to get out of that relationship. You need to get out of the relationship. But they don't know everything about the relationship, why they're in the relationship, why they're holding on. It's easy for the outsider to sit back and tell you, do this and do that. But you got to make up your own mind. But you should never stay in a relationship where somebody is abusive to you and mistreating you. Never.
How about
because
this?
Because somebody can get killed or badly hurt.
What? Well, why does a woman always take it? The man's side, and many times in a relationship, when There's many times when fathers, especially stepfathers, who will come into the house invited by a young lady's mother. She had to have her boyfriend. So he comes in and he goes to have an affair on the down low with one of the his own girlfriend's kids. And like a
Wait, you're saying the stepfather?
He's going with the stepfather, going with the young girl. She's maybe 14, 15. She got a figure, and he's going with her. And that happens so much.
Yes.
And then when the woman finds out about it, the little girl tells her mother. Sometimes the lady takes the man. She takes her man side and jumped the girl and beat the girl herself. I mean, in many cases, the young beats her own daughter for lying.
You know, that is so sad, and I've known situation like that because society teaches women now that, you know, you're nothing without a man. You got to have a man. A man shouldn't define you, okay? And these women that going out that have these stepdad coming in over their stepkids, their daughter. Your son not safe either, because you don't know who you're messing with.
Get around to
you
that.
Know, because it was a girl at one time. And if you're going to have a step man coming in and he's watching your daughter, it's time to get rid of that dude.
I'm talking about immediately.
Immediately. There's no if, and, but about it, you know, because these young girls now, they are very mature. You know, they develop, you know, mature at an early age. And these young men, they watch that. My grandmother always said, if you see, my grandmother, may she rest in peace. But she said, a man's like a dog. You know, every time if you go driving down the street, you're going to see a dog somewhere. And say that's the same way about a man. But
all men are not like
but
that.
But all men, I know all men are not dog. I'm not saying that, but this is what my grandmother used to say. But the thing about that is that they got good men out there that would take your child in and treat them just like their own kid.
Exactly.
But before you just bring him into that, get to know that guy. Don't just bring any Tom, Dick, and Harry over your kids.
You a woman. What are the signs? Why is it so hard for women to see? First of all, I would say if you bring in an ex-con into your house.
I wouldn't bring an ex-con. I wouldn't deal with an ex-con.
I mean, if I had kids, if I was a woman, and then I don't blame you. That's one thing.
Because you're taking a risk because you don't know what all you've been through, how long you've been in prison. And they go through some stuff because I know situation right now. I'm not going to say, and it's I know a situation that's going on right now that's taking place. And it is so much a turmoil in that family to one another blaming each other. And nobody wants to take responsibility for their own action. So when you get involved with con artists, you get involved with criminals, ex-con, or anybody, you need to be careful who you bring in over your children. Ladies, please wake up.
But
you know, it's very important.
Problem, man.
It's very important because these men these days, they raping babies 5 years
I'm
old,
telling you, man,
6 years old.
You hear too often where a grown-ass man having sex with a 3-year-old